Glory be to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing infinitely more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. When I was praying with today's Gospel from John, a sentence stood out for me. Jesus said, "While I was with them, I protected them in your name. I guarded them." As I heard those words, I thought of the image of Jesus the Good Shepherd from the Gospel of a few weeks ago. The description of Jesus protecting and caring for the people he had been entrusted, like a shepherd cares for his sheep. Today's entire Gospel speaks to us of the personal and passionate care that Jesus had for his disciples, asking God to bless each of us. Jesus prayed to God for grace and strength and protection for us all. So as I was hearing this prayer for our protection and thinking again of the image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, I thought of my maternal grandfather, who actually was a good shepherd. He was a shepherd in Croatia and began to care for a flock of sheep as a young child after the third grade. As a kid of 9 or 10, he was given a very small flock of sheep to watch over. His family was dirt poor, and the sheep were the most precious source of income they had. I remember my grandfather sharing with us how he would watch over them. Sometimes he had to take them up into the hill country for better grazing. Even though my grandfather was very young, he loved his sheep and took good care of them. He learned how to keep the fold together by playing for them on a flute or on a stringed instrument called a gusla. This is a gusla. It doesn't have the horsehair anymore that was attached from here to here. I don't have the bow with the horsehair in it. He would put his fingers here and just stroke and play simple melodies. And as he told these stories, it sounded like my grandfather enjoyed playing the gusla for his sheep and watching over them. In the Gospel story of Jesus the Good Shepherd, Jesus said the Good Shepherd cared so much for each sheep that if one strayed off, the shepherd would leave the flock and bring back the one lost sheep. Well, one of my grandfather's shepherd stories was of a time when one of his sheep wandered off. My grandfather frantically went looking for it. But in doing so, he got too close to the edge of the hill and fell and was knocked unconscious against a rock. He said he woke up hours later, felt his sore head and some blood, and there above him was the lost sheep he had been looking for, looking down on him. Obviously, that little sheep was loving and caring for my grandfather right back at him. And whenever we asked Gramps to tell us stories of his years as a shepherd, he always spoke in a gentle and tender way. And I hear that in today's Gospel. Jesus speaking about us in a gentle, tender, caring way. I hear in this prayer a Jesus who is remembering his care for his flock of followers. Jesus wants those he will be leaving to be protected and says to God, "I am coming to you, Holy Father, protect them, in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. We are invited to enter into the heart of Jesus in this gospel. It describes his concern and care. And even though my grandfather loved his sheep so much, he almost lost his life for one of them, Jesus' love for us far surpasses the capacity my grandfather had to love his sheep. Jesus did lay down his life for us. Jesus spent his life teaching his flock of followers to relate to God as one so close, call God Father. Jesus talked that way to God, Father, protect them in your name. The stories of my grandfather's care for his small flock of sheep helps me begin to access the love and care Jesus really has for us. This gospel is prayed by Jesus before his departure from earth. I begin to understand Jesus' love when I think of the departure my grandfather faced. There came a time when the poverty of shepherding propelled him to believe in a new call and depart Croatia for America, the land of promise. It must have been heart-wrenching for that decision to leave his family and sheep and get on a boat for an unknown future. This gospel today is a prayer Jesus said, knowing this time with his followers was coming to an end. He would be arrested and crucified, and so he prayed intensely for the disciples he would be leaving in this world. But now I am coming to you, Father, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. Jesus must have been so emotionally torn, knowing the time had come for him to leave those he had begun to love. But he knew he must do so, that in order that he might give us an even more intimate share in his love by giving us his very own Spirit. Torn, and yet he said that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. Jesus offers a peace and a joy deeper than we realize. This is an incredible mystery. The love and care for Jesus that he has for each of us personally is really hard to appreciate. So the Gospels give us images like that of a good shepherd to help us grasp the totality of God's care for us. My grandfather's life helped me further appreciate a shepherd's care and helps me translate Jesus' love and make it alive. And Jesus prayed in today's Gospel that just as he was sent into the world, so he sends us into the world. Jesus began a mission on earth and entrusts us with that mission. And he does not control how we will carry it out, this mission of love. It is an awesome task, being called to love as he loved, to actually surrender to a new life in God, to trust God with all that is on our hearts and minds, and believe that God cares about all this stuff that we have to deal with. But that is the message. Jesus asked God our Father to watch over us and protect us, then calls us to go out into the world and do the same for one another. And Jesus knew it would take a lifetime for us to grasp this, but gave us a means to succeed. He gave us the grace and power of His Spirit. We are invited to surrender our lives into a journey of faith with Jesus Christ. The Gospels reveal the way. And this process of sanctification continues on and on and on and on. But next Sunday, we celebrate the power source, Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ came into human hearts and changed human potential forever. Pentecost changed the potential of what it is to be human by inviting us to live as Jesus lived. And for Jesus, His food was to do the will of the Father. That is our potential because of the Spirit we have been given. In today's Gospel, Jesus prayed that the words God had given to Him, He would give to us. Each Sunday, we receive the Gospels. May we receive them as gift and as an invitation to continually go deeper into the mystery and truth of God's love, and our call to go forth and change our little world. Jesus was and is and always will be our good shepherd. We may wander from the flock as we get caught up in the bushes and weeds of busyness, worry, fear, tiredness, stress. But Jesus calls us back again and again, gathers us up, reaches towards us with words of hope. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. Father God, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. As my grandfather played music for his sheep on a gusla, giving them comfort, so does our God give us spiritual music through the Scriptures, food for the soul, comfort and strength, each moment of our lives. Amen.